Rav Mordechai Toledano once organized a shiur for his community and invited his father-in-law, Chacham Avadia, to speak at the event. He rented out a huge hall and is expecting hundreds of people to attend. They're waiting in the hall as the event is about to begin. He's standing there with Chacham Avadia, and there's only 3 people in the audience. He's not sure what to do. What a busha. And he says, well, you know, we'll at least have a minyan. And we know that a place where 10 people are going to be learning Torah, the Shekhinah is already there. So let's stand up and sing L'chvod of the Shekhinah that's already here. Su Sharim Rasheichem. And they start singing, and all of a sudden, throngs of people start converging into the room. All of the entire audience was waiting outside of the hall for Rav Avadia to arrive, thinking that he wasn't there yet. And when they heard the singing, they realized that, no, Rav Avadia's inside, let's go! We have to go hear his shiur, let's go inside and see Rav Avadia. He somehow got in without us seeing. Needless to say, Rav Avadia was beloved by the crowd. Rav Avadia was an ahuv. He was a person who was osik b'torah lishma, he was zochel l'dvarim harveh, one of them is called an ahuv. He was beloved by the people, and that's the 29th of the Kinyanei Torah. A person has to be an ahuv. People have to be enamored by his character and behavior, and they therefore extol his traits as a product of his Torah learning. They praise his parents and his teachers for teaching him, and they wish that they could also teach their children and that other people should follow suit in order to produce such fine, fine individuals. The Gemara says in Masechet Yuma that Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, that Shem Shamayim should be mit'ahev al yadecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name should be enamored by our acts. That a person should learn a ton of Torah, Kriya, Mishnah, Shimush Talmidei Chachamim, and have good, meaningful, wholesome, positive interactions with other people. So that other people should look to him so positively and favorably and state how it would be so nice if everybody else would be just like this individual. The Gemara says in Sukkah that a person who has chayin b'fnei beriot has yirat shamayim. The Mishnah says in Avot, kol shiruach beriot nocha himenu, ruach hamakom nocha himenu. That if you want to know whom does HaKadosh Baruch Hu like, look at the popular opinion. Because the opposite is also true. If the public doesn't like him, then Hashem doesn't either. A person has to know. You can learn a lot of Torah. Just because you're a Yirei Chet, though, and you do Ma'asim Tovim, and you learn so much Torah, it doesn't mean that it's okay if people don't like you. Hashem won't. It's not okay. It's all taluy on the public opinion. If you are a presentable individual whose character radiates warmth and happiness, good midot, good interactions, yashrut and simcha, people like you, that's a sign that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does as well. It's representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's opinion of you. Chacham Avadia used to go around, especially in Elul, see shiurim late at night, at the end of the circuit of shiurim. He would arrive at midnight to give a shiur in a stadium or in a hall where people have been waiting, packed, standing room only since 7 p.m. And they would listen attentively, thirstily for his Torah. They loved him, and he loved Am Yisrael. And when at the end of Rav Avadia's life, as the sun was setting, the entire Torah world was davening for his refuah shelema. And when the sun set, it was the biggest levaya in Israeli history. Over 800,000 people. How can you think that people would do this if they didn't like the person they were doing it for? That's called being an ahuv. There isn't a serious Beit Midrash in the world that doesn't have Rav Avadia's Torah on the shelves. It's so imperative to be such a person, to work towards such a stature, if we want our Torah learning to be successful as well. Because when we do this, the Maharal says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu augments our Chochmah with His own. He's Mashpia on us so that we can learn more and understand more. And even just practically, when people see that there is a great Talmid Chacham that they appreciate in their midst, they'll share their chidushim with him. And he'll learn their chidushim and he'll acquire more Torah. Just practically speaking, there'll be more people giving him Torah. If you ever see Rav Schechter on a trip to Eretz Yisrael, wherever he goes to speak, There will be three or four people in the audience who will come over afterwards and say, thank you so much for the shiur. Here's a sefer that I wrote. Here's another sefer that I wrote. And he'll walk out of a shiur with three or four svarim on the most random topics that he wouldn't have opened up otherwise. And he'll have to come back to America with a suitcase of svarim. And I'm telling you, he comes back with the craziest things. But then he uses them sometimes. Or he'll recommend them to other people. Or when a question comes up, he'll say, oh, I remember I have a sefer on this topic. Let me go take a look and see what they said. That it will enable us to be kone mor Torah, kone mor chokhma, by being such an ahuv like Harav Ovadia and Harav Shechter. Of course, we can't be machnif rishaim. But that's another point for another time. What we have to focus on, Rabotai, while we're here at home, sometimes it's easier to be mitahev al yedei abriyot when we're with strangers whom we don't see so much. But when we're under the magnifying glass of being at home with family, it's a lot harder to be mitahev when everybody could see our good and our bad midot. It's kedai to make some cheshbon hanefesh and see how we can improve the interpersonal relationships that we have now. Because no matter what we think of ourselves, everyone else thinks of us as B'nai Torah, as B'nai Yeshiva, and we have to make sure that Shem Shemayim is mitayev al yadenu, be'ezad Hashem, so we can mitkone mor Torah, and mikadeshim Shemayim b'rabim uviyachid. Baruch Adonai l'olam, amen v'amen.